From Spark and Anvil and Coreg Realm, this is Word, in Chapter 1 of the Coreg Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The young otter Cyan was pacing the riverbank, all tangled up inside, unable to say what was wrong, which somehow made everything worse. His friend Pip kept guessing loudly, "You're angry! You're just angry!" But Cyan wasn't angry, and being told he was only tightened the tangle. Word came down the bank and crouched near him, careful and quiet. She didn't announce what he was feeling. She offered it, softly, like holding out a stone to see if he'd take it. "Maybe it's disappointment," she said. "Or maybe something else. You'd know better than me." Cyan stopped pacing. "No," he said slowly, "not disappointment. It's more like I was left out."
"Ah," said Word gently.
"Left out, yes." And she said it back to him the way he'd said it, and did not argue, and did not insist she'd been close. And Cyan, now that the feeling had a name, his name for it, felt the tangle inside loosen, just a little, like a knot given room to breathe. That was Word's way. She knew that a big feeling with no name is heavy and blurry and hard to hold. Give it the right name and the mind and finally get its hands around it. But she also knew you must never shove a name onto someone. Guess wrong and insist, and now they have to fight your wrong word and carry the real feeling, twice the weight. So she only ever offered and left the door wide open to be corrected.
Word grew up in a family that was careful with words. Her mother was a translator, working between two neighboring valley tongues, and she taught Word since she was tiny that the right word could untangle a confusion that 10 near misses only knotted tighter. "But listen, little one," her mother warned her once over a hard translation. "If you hand someone a word they don't actually mean, you've made a new muddle, not fix the old one. So you offer the word softly, and then you listen to hear whether it's the one they wanted." "And if it's wrong?" young Word asked. "Then they'll tell you the right one," her mother said, smiling. "And your wrong guess will have done its job. It helped them find the word they meant all along. Even a wrong offer, made gently, can be a gift. It gives them something to push off from." Word turned that over for years. Offer softly. Listen. Be glad to be corrected. She practiced until she could hold out a possible name so lightly that no one ever felt trapped by it.
When she came to the academy on the hill, the old teacher Cyan met her at the door. "What do you know," he asked, "about helping someone find a name for a feeling they can't quite catch?" "That you offer the name, you never force it," Word said. "You say, maybe it's this, or maybe something else. And you mean the or something else. The feeling is theirs. You're only lending a word to try on. If it fits, wonderful. If it doesn't, their correction is the real answer, and you're grateful for it." Cyan nodded, pleased. "You understand the gentle half of it," he said. "You belong here. Go teach the young ones."
On her first day, Word found a student named Bree sitting stiff and silent, clearly upset and clearly unable to say why. Word sat nearby and offered, lightly, "Maybe you're feeling nervous, or maybe it's something else entirely. You tell me." Bree frowned. Not nervous, more embarrassed. "Embarrassed," Word repeated warmly, taking Bree's word, not her own. "Thank you for the better word." And she let it rest there, not pushing, not psychoanalyzing. Bree's shoulders came down an inch. How did just saying it help? "Because a feeling with no name sloshes around and feels enormous," Word told her. "A feeling with a name is something you can actually hold. But here's the important part. You have to let the person pick their own word. If I'd insisted you were nervous, you'd be stuck arguing with me and feeling embarrassed at the same time. So I only offer, I never tell someone what they feel, and I'd never tell them to calm down. That just leaves them alone with it. I hand them a word to try, and I'm happy to be wrong. Bree tried it herself on a quiet classmate. Maybe you're sad, or maybe something else? The classmate thought, then said, left behind, I think. Left behind, Bree echoed, careful, and the classmate breathed out as though a small weight had lifted.
At the end of the day, Bree lingered. Is it hard? Guessing feelings? It isn't hard, Word said. You just offer softly and leave room to be wrong. Maybe it's this, or maybe something else. They take the word or fix it, and either way, the feeling gets a name. She sat quiet a moment after Bree had gone and felt a soft warmth settle in her own chest, the tender relief that always came when she'd watched a tangled feeling finally rest inside a gentle word. That, she knew, was the whole point of it. A feeling named kindly is a feeling that no one has to carry all alone.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Word. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.